All right, so this is just a random talk here. You know, I'm starting to think that most people, especially the Jezebel psychopath, they follow their mom. They're actually copycats of their mother. I'm just realizing it. I mean, I saw it before, but I'm realizing that that's all they know. They think their mom is some kind of goddess and happy when their mom is probably miserable too. You know they're miserable because they got to drink. They got to drink their sorrow away. If they get sober, they have to face themselves. So they have to face their demons and all that. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. I got to do two more videos, but I ain't going to do it right now. I'm just going to talk about some good stuff. I'm going to make a deposit at the bank, so. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So a psychopath is trying to twist your thinking. Now, if you read the book of Proverbs, right? The Bible says to follow wisdom, right? And a fool will not seek counsel from others, but a wise person will seek counsel. So when you see when you're doing wise stuff, before you make a decision, you talk to some people, right? You get advice from pastors, stable people around you, people that you've known, and you ask advice, right? And that's wisdom. That's not foolishness. That's wisdom. And so then when you start to do that, the psychopath, the narcissistic psychopath, wants to shut your people down. And they actually will attack the people around you, calling them witches or a coven or whatever. And there might be people around you, but you still can ask advice from them because they're going to tell you the truth, you know. And so when they start calling you a fool for doing what Proverbs says, in other words, walking in wisdom, when one person is trying to manipulate you and they call you a fool for doing what the Bible says is wisdom, they are twisting scripture, twisting reality. Now, it's hard to believe these people exist. And before you really meet these people, you might talk to them on the phone, and they'll tell these stories of what they're going to do before you get involved with them. They'll tell a story, some kind of obtuse story, that they tell a story that some roommate they had said something, and then they said, I don't care, you know, you can use my, I didn't care if you used my toilet paper or whatever. And then the roommate would turn it around and say, it's such a mind game that nobody even can imagine how deep that is. So the roommate would turn it around because they were in a cult and say, well, you're evil because I was stealing your toilet paper and you didn't care and you should have called me out on it. So the one doing the evil, stealing the toilet paper, got mad at the one that said, okay, it's all right, don't worry about it. And they flipped it. My point is, they tell you stories like that before they tie you in, because the one that they were talking about was them. They will throw out scenarios to test you to see how you would respond and to see if you can see the gaslighting. So these psychopaths now, they've taken it to a new level. These narcissistic psychopaths have taken it to a new level. These Jezebel psychopaths. So now they know about narcissism, and they know you know. If you don't know, then they don't need to do these kind of tests. But they'll tell you these scenarios to see how you would respond. And then when they see how aware, self-aware, how you can see under the radar, under the threshold, they want to see how aware you are. And they also want to see if you're able to spiritually read minds or project thoughts or whatever, because they do it. They've sold out to the devil so much that the devil's gives them, puts thoughts in their mind and tells them things. Most of the time it's not true. It's half truth. And when you speak the truth, the demon in them has to hide. They have sold out to the devil, to the dark side so much. They have a devil in them, and the devil's talking to them. And when you come around, I had a sister in Christ, we were talking about this the other day. She said, when when you come around, the devil hides. The demon that's in them hides because the demon that's in them is afraid of you because you're under the blood. You're covered by the blood of Jesus. And so when you go around them, the devil hides and they go back into their insecurity, crying. But when you're not around them, the devil's in their pride, right? But if you claim the blood of Jesus, they will not come back. If they start to call you a fool when you're doing wisdom and you claim the blood on that because you know you're doing what's right, the wisdom of God, the wisdom of Proverbs, the wisdom of the Bible, and they sit, whether it's a text or a phone call or whatever, and you claim the blood of Jesus, you're a fool. You mean I'm a fool for following what Proverbs says, getting wise advice? Then you're lying. You're flipping reality. You're the fool, but I'm not going to call you a fool. I'm just claim the blood of Jesus and let it knock you back. Because this is why if you ever put a piece of red tape on your hand, like to cover a cut or something, these witches hate the red because they see the red, the evil eye that they throw on you, the red, it represents the blood, it knocks it back. Anytime you talk about the blood of Jesus, it knocks it back on them. And so a lot of stuff that I've learned in life, I forgot because I kind of isolated myself. But when you get around them with kind of close quarters, it reminds you of what you've been through, and it actually makes sense to everything that happened, you know. Like, why did my wife say that? What was that about? Oh, she was just copying her mom. She didn't want truth. She was just trying to steal, kill, and destroy, get pregnant, and get you under lockdown, and she's going to leave and abandon and get you locked down for child support for 18 years. It's all about security and money. The love of money is the root of all evil. So if they're doing all this evil, it's all about money. If they can't bring you under control, then they'll just find somebody else they can control and just use you for whatever. And so I saw this with one lady. She was building her a network. This guy would do this for her. He would bring her beer. This guy would do this. This guy would do this. This guy. She had like five people that she had doing stuff for her. And I saw it growing up. I saw my aunts and I saw family. They were proud that they could get somebody, you know, if they could, you know, let's say they helped you get your driver's license 16. And they say, well, can you drive me up to the ABC store? And you don't wake up to it and you're 21. Can you go to the ABC? No, I ain't going to the ABC store for it. And you start to wake up. They're just using whoever. And the parents do it for the kids too. So these Jezebels are not only attacking you as a future, they're trying to have a mate. They're not even just attacking you. They attack their children. They do this to their neighbors. Everybody is something to use and abuse. And you wake up to it, and the way you can forgive them and heal from this is you realize it has nothing to do with you. It's them. It's their character. They never loved you anyway because they don't love themselves. And if they don't love themselves, they can't love anybody. So all the words, I love you, you're my soulmate, you're my best friend, we, you know, let's build a life together, and blah, 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 blah. It was all lies. And you don't have to take it personal or be bent out of shape, because what's happening here is they do that to everybody. And if you go away for a few months and come back, the same modus operandi that they played from the get-go, they're trying again to see if you'll fall for it again. They're not going to change their modus operandi because it's worked so many years from all the other people that they manipulated. They keep the same MO. And this is how the police catch the psychopaths and the sociopaths, because they follow the same MO. And so they follow the same patterns. And like I said, everything is a pattern down here, because the earth is a copy machine. So when you take notes with these people, you already know what they're going to say before they say it. You know what they're going to do. You know they're lying. You know they're cheating. They're going to do the same thing they did to somebody else they did to you. So there's really no reason to consider it trauma, but consider it a experience. Especially if you're in the 5D mindset, where everything's a now, you're just looking at this matrix and just watching the patterns and learning how it works. When you see how these psychopaths work, these sociopaths, whatever you want to call them, Jezebel, psychopaths, narcissists, whatever you want to call them, when you see how they work, they're not going to change. And they've created a script that they use. And one of the ways they do it, they claim, well, I have this mental problem, and I'm just up and down, up and down. And they set you up to feel sorry for them from the get-go, when it's not a mental problem. They're just psychopaths. That's their modus operandi. They're lying. They're full of shite. They're full of shite. Like my mom said, they're full of shite. She says the other word. So if they're so full of shite, and you can actually know it's true, because if you see them work around other people, family members, people that are close to them, they don't even want to talk to this person. And if you're around people, like if you're around this person in the grocery store or something, you can see they're trying to get attention from everybody. They're like attention whores. They got to have attention, because that's what they live for. And so they're so caught up in the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. Look at me, look at me, look at my car. I got the best job. Let's do it now. It's always like impulsive. There's really no consideration for what the consequences are. I mean, you're just talking about, people who destroy themselves. They're actually dumb, and you can escape it really fast if you just take notes, because the gaslighting won't work, because all you have to do is look at your notes. You've got a phone, right? Put the notes in your phone. Anytime you see contradictions or lies, put it in your phone and make you a list. And after about 2 or 3 or 4 weeks, you're done. You're done. It's obvious. It's easy. And you can do this with renters. You can do it with a coworker. You can do it with a family member. You can do it with anything. A potential mate. You can do it with anybody. And you'll see the lies and the contradictions. And you just walk away, because you know they're sick. So that's 200.